Welcome to the Trueborn Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. I'm your host, Stephen L. Anderson, pastor of Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Well, today we're going to be answering the question of whether a Christian should stand up for his rights and freedoms as an American citizen. And we're going to look to an example from the Bible. We're going to look at the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 22, beginning in verse 24. The Bible reads, "The chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle, and bade that he should be examined by scourging, that he might know wherefore they cried so against him." So this is a very unfair situation that Paul is being put in. It's totally violating his rights as a Roman citizen. He's going to be examined by scourging. That means that they're going to beat him before they even know what he's being accused of or what he did wrong in order to get him to confess to something. Well, look at verse 25. The Bible reads, "And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned?" So here Paul questions the centurion and basically stands up for his rights and says, "No, wait a minute. I have the right to due process, to a trial, not to just be beaten uncondemned." Verse 26, "When the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, Take heed what thou doest, for this man is a Roman. Then the chief captain came and said unto him, Tell me, art thou a Roman? He said, Yea. And the chief captain answered, With a great sum obtained I this freedom. And Paul said, But I was freeborn." Now, we in the United States of America have been freeborn as well. I was born in Sacramento, California. I'm an American citizen. And therefore, I have certain rights that were given to me by God. They were endowed to me by my Creator. And they're guaranteed for me by the United States Constitution, most notably the Bill of Rights. And so I'm very thankful to God that I was born in America and that I was born with these freedoms. And so if someone tries to trample upon my freedoms as an American, they're not just trampling on me. They're trampling on the rights of every American. They're trampling upon the United States Constitution. And I believe that it is our duty an obligation to stand up for those rights as Americans so that we can continue to live in a free country. That's exactly what Paul was doing in Acts 22. He didn't want to be beaten when he hadn't been condemned, and so he stood up for his rights. Listen to the next verse. In verse 29, the Bible reads, "Then straightway they departed from him, which should have examined him, and the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, because he had bound him." This reminds me of a quote by Thomas Jefferson. He said, "When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. But when the government fears the people, you have liberty." Notice when Paul stood up for his rights and told them that he was a Roman citizen, right away they were afraid because they had beaten and bound someone who hadn't even been condemned of anything. Well, here's another example from the life of the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 16. Listen to this, beginning in verse 36. "And the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, The magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace. But Paul said unto him, They have beaten us openly and uncondemned, being Romans, and have cast us into prison. And now do they thrust us out privily? Nay, verily, but let them come out themselves and fetch us out. And the sergeants told these words unto the magistrates, and they feared when they heard that they were Romans, and they came and besought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city." So here we have Paul on another occasion where he was bound, he was beaten, he spent the night in jail. And in the morning, the keeper of the prison comes and tells him, "Okay, you can go now. You're ready to be released." And he said, whoa, wait a minute. They threw me in here. They beat me uncondemned. And now they want to just secretly send me on my way. He said, no, you tell the magistrates, you tell your boss to come down here and get me out himself. And that's exactly what happened. And, you know, they feared again because they heard that he was a Roman citizen. We as American citizens have been blessed with so many privileges and rights. We ought not just let them slip away because we're not man enough to stand up to tyranny and oppression. Thank you for listening to the Trueborn Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. If you'd like to keep this show on the air, please send your donations to Trueborn Sons, care of KXXT Radio, 2800 North 44th Street, Suite 100, Phoenix, Arizona 85008, or visit us on the web at truebornsons.com.